Welcome and Happy New Year here on Inside ECAC Hockey. Great to be back with you for 2018. And great to have with us to kick off the new year, Josh McArdle, the captain of the Brown Bears out of Roscoe, Illinois. And Josh, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for spending some time with us here this week.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Josh, long layoff for the Bears, which can happen this time of year, almost a month, and return to action for the Mayor's Cup, and had some struggles, but will be able to jump right back into it this weekend.
Yeah, it was a little longer of a break than we're used to having. We didn't have that Christmas time tournament like a lot of teams do. Came back last night, trophy on the line. Providence was definitely clicking. We honestly just didn't have it last night. In college hockey these days, you kind of know if you don't show up and are clicking on 100%, turnout's not going to be the way you want it. So excited to bounce back on Saturday, though, with UNH.
Yeah, indeed. Everything gets back with this first weekend of the new year to more of a level playing field for everybody. And I think that's something that people sometimes don't appreciate. Some teams are operating on a long layoff. Case in point, Providence. They come in with a good deal of momentum. They had just won the Three Rivers Classic, so not quite a level playing field in that situation in terms of you and your teammates being able to get your legs and get back into the fight.
Yeah, you kind of like to take the excuses out of it, but it definitely helps for PC being able to already have a tournament, especially winning it. A pretty dominating performance in that tournament as well, so they're riding high. We expect to be able to come back and put in a better effort than that, but like I said, that is definitely something that affected the game a little bit.
You went into the break and the action in late December. You got a win and a tie out of your last three. You had a win on the road, and always a boost for a team to get one and to get one in overtime and to get one in comeback fashion. Just taking a look back to what you and your teammates were able to pull off at RPI. Big comeback, strong third period, and you assisted. Just to give us a little bit of insight about that overtime goal by Tim Lappin that you had a hand in.
Yeah, that was a great game to be a part of. RPI is kind of a good place for all of us to play. We haven't had the best luck there, but going into the third period being down, we just kind of really wanted to stick to our systems, and we knew we'd come back in that game. Went into overtime, kind of just honestly, we're fending off RPI, a little push that they had, and got a chance to go on a rush and jumped up. Timmy Laps took a nice shot from the outside. I just drove the net and caused a bunch of confusion. And, it went in. So it was a good feeling. It was only really needed.
Yeah, in confusion, there is often profit, as they say in the business world.
Yes, that's very true.
And same on the ice. And a good win, a good league win for you. And then a draw up at the Gut, once again on the road at Vermont. You've got a team that's becoming and pay dividends here down the stretch, more battle-tested playing in some of the hostile, really electric barns around college hockey. You can put Houston Fieldhouse in the Gut, both in that category.
Yeah, that was a great place to play. We were in a tournament there, I believe it was 2 years ago, but we didn't end up getting to play Vermont, so we didn't get to feel that atmosphere, but that was a really fun one to play in. Those are the games that you can get up for really easily that you really die to play in, so yeah, that was a lot of fun. One we wish we could have gotten a win out of, but we'll take a tie coming out of that rink.
Yeah, currently, the Bears, you're 4-6, so just below .500 in ECAC play. And as I talk to guys around college hockey, and great to get the perspective of a guy that's been around, you being a junior and being a captain of this team currently, it seems like the parity level, Josh, is becoming more prominent each and every year. You look around, and there's 60 Division I teams, and you really can't make a bet if one happens to be playing 60. Figuring out what's going to happen. As you mentioned, if you're ready to play or if you're not ready to play on a given night, it can go any which way.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. I've noticed it more and more here.
Yep.
I think it literally comes down to which team is going to show up and play their game. Every team has the same amount of skill. Some might have a little more than others, but I mean, if you stick to your game plan, you can execute. There's no reason you can't win any game you're playing.
You've been paired recently with Joe McGuire. What about having the opportunity to work in tandem with Joe, a sophomore?
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed my time with Joe. I've played with Max Gottlieb quite a bit the past 2 years, decided to split us up this year. I think it's really helped the back end. Joey's a great player. He's got more patience than you see out of a lot of guys, a lot of ploys. He makes it easy on me just like I try and make it easy on him. It's fun to work with a younger guy because, you know, when I leave here, I'm excited to see him keep growing and have a lot of success.
Yeah, your path to college hockey, and I always marvel at the amount of miles that are covered in the journey to play Division One. I think a lot of times people don't realize what happens and everything that's invested. Your hometown in Illinois, Roscoe, Illinois, and you went all the way out to the BC Junior League, very popular proving ground for Division One hockey, and had a chance to play for the Nanaimo Clippers.
Yeah, that was an incredible experience. Love my hometown, Roscoe, but it's not the biggest hockey hotbed. playing Division One, and I kind of knew I had to get out of there. So I stopped off and playing club hockey up through in Chicago and Madison, and then hopped over in the USHL in Nebraska for a couple of years, and then the BC opportunity opened up, and that was a great place. Brown really liked it out there, kind of wanted me to have my one more developing year, and great place to live on top of great hockey, so I love that year. It was a great experience for me.
Yeah, you had 2 years in Tri-City, and of course the USHL sends big numbers, the biggest numbers on to college hockey. Interesting to get your perspective, Josh. Contrast, going to be like one of those, you got your blue book for an exam questions. A little compare and contrast to the BCHL and the USHL, where you had 3 years of junior hockey and played in both.
Yeah, I've heard this one a couple times. I guess I was 17 and 18 in the USHL. So for me, that to me is more of a pro junior league. It's you get spoiled, you get treated really well. Not saying you don't in the BC, but a lot of big crowds. Hockey is high pace, a lot of kind of young skill. There is some physicality, but they kind of cut the fighting and all that back in recent years. But I think the BC kind of added a bit of a man's game, I guess you could say. You hear the stereotype of big Western Canadian hockey players, but it's true. I mean, there's a lot of big, strong guys over there, and being able to play against them, it's a good, it adds a lot of depth to your game.
And the opportunity to come to Brown, do you have an opportunity to visit and get the feel of the place when Coach Whitted and the staff showed their interest?
Yeah, I did. And actually something that helped me a lot is Timmy Lappin actually scored the overtime goal. He was committed here. He was one of my good friends and juniors. His older cousin, Nick Lappin, was here.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to be a junior when I was coming as a freshman, and he spoke so highly of the place. And he's a kid that I really trust and great hockey player, obviously. So I kind of took a lot of their word for it and loved the coaches. Heard nothing but great things about the university itself. So it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed your time there. Truth be told, my dad was a goaltender at Brown. That was back way back in 1950 in freshman hockey, and I guess he wasn't quite as adept academically. He ended up was at Brown for a year and then was in the Navy for 3 years. So I'm glad you stayed and you didn't join the Navy.
Yeah, that's a great story, but yeah, I'm glad I've been able to stick it out here.
No, he loved it there. He ended up at Boston University after the Navy, so he became a lawyer. It all worked out okay.
Yeah, that sounds like it. That's good.
He bounced back. And you mentioned about the schedule now. And you go through the long layoff, you get back, you have the game, the Mayor's Cup, and now you're going to jump in and you're going to actually get a couple of non-league games coming up quickly. One will be Saturday night. You'll travel up to Durham, New Hampshire, take on UNH at the Wit. Ever play in that rink before? You probably heard it's a big pond up there at the Whittemore. Kind of changes the game a little bit. I didn't know if you guys had an experience there in your 3 years.
I actually have not played at UNH. I think the year before I came in, the guys were there, maybe 2 years before, and they spoke so highly of it. We've had a couple of UNH coaches as our assistant coaches, so they know all about it. We did get the opportunity 2 years ago. We played on the big sheet in Belfast, Ireland, so have a little bit of experience on a big sheet, but not in UNH. Heard it's a great place to play.
Indeed, should be a great atmosphere up there and exciting. And then you will get back non-league action. It'll be the Bears and the Bears. It'll be the Brown Bears and the Black Bears on Monday at Maine, and the Black Bears have been on a pretty good run recently.
Yeah, no, that's an exciting game. We went up to Maine last year, and I was actually out with a concussion, so I'm excited to get to play them finally. I have a couple of good buddies on the team, so we're excited to get them at the Maine and kind of show them what we got. It's fun. It's always fun to play hockey these teams. You know, that's what best thing about coming back from Christmas break is the non-conference games, getting a chance to show other leagues what the ECAC has and what Brown has. So I'm looking forward to it a lot.
A couple of non-conference games, then back to conference play, and you'll stay at Maine. It'll be a week at Maine Auditorium. You'll be in Providence with Colgate and Cornell coming to town, and everything to be decided as you and the Bears hit the stretch run, jockeying for position in the ECAC standings. Josh, I want to wish you the best of the new year for you and the Bears as you get ready for the next one up at UNH, and look forward to keeping an eye on you and your team.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on. It's going to be a good new year for the Bears.
Josh McArdle, the junior captain out of Roscoe, Illinois, of the Brown Bears, our guest here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.